With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. House Speaker Mike Johnson is hailing the Supreme Court's ruling that Texas can proceed with its redistricting plan for the 2026 midterm elections. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says the high court has eliminated potential uncertainty about next year's balloting.
What the Supreme Court affirmed is what we have all known and said from the very beginning. Texas followed the law. They had the right to draw a fair map that accurately reflects the population of their state. It's a deep red state, and that's what this map reflects. And the court said, yes, of course, the states have the right to do that. Now, there's a number of states in various stages of doing the same thing, some red states, some blue states. We'll see how it all shakes out at the end.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, later this morning on the Salem News Channel. The White House has created a hall of shame targeting news outlets it finds guilty of media bias.
President Donald Trump has been criticizing legacy news outlets since his first term as fake news. Some of Trump's attacks now have turned personal. Last month alone, saying quiet piggy to a female reporter, calling a reporter from the New York Times ugly both inside and out, and publicly telling an ABC News journalist she was a terrible reporter. The new portal also contains an offender hall of shame of articles the White House deems unfair, and a leaderboard ranking outlets with the most pieces that the administration objects to. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Supreme Court has agreed to take up the constitutionality of President Trump's order on birthright citizenship. The order says children born to parents who are in the United States illegally or temporarily aren't American citizens. The justices said yesterday they'll hear the president's appeal of a lower court ruling that struck down the citizenship restrictions. This is SRN News. As correspondent Michael Harrington reports, a lot of churchgoers in this country support abortion.
According to a wide-ranging poll released by the Family Research Council, just 43% of Americans who attend worship on a regular basis describe themselves as pro-life. What is especially confounding is the fact that 63% of these same people called themselves pro-life just 2 years ago. It's not immediately clear what prompted the 20-point drop in the percentage of churchgoers who are pro-life, but some believe political considerations play a role. Michael Harrington reporting.
The West Virginia Board of Education has reinstated a school vaccination mandate. This follows a decision by the state Supreme Court to block a lower court's ruling last month that allowed parents to cite religious beliefs to opt out of the shots required for their children to attend classes. In light of the West Virginia High Court's action, the board says it's reinstating their directive to county boards of education not to accept religious exemptions. This is SRN News. Russian authorities have imposed restrictions on Apple's video calling service FaceTime, alleging it's being used for terrorist activities.
The announcement marks another step in Russia's ongoing effort to control internet and online communications. In recent years, Russia has adopted restrictive laws and blocked non-compliant websites and platforms. Following the 2022 invasion of Ukraine, the government blocked major social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Access to YouTube has also been disrupted. Rich Thomason reporting.
FIFA gives its new peace prize to President Trump. It's an unusual break from tradition for the sport-focused soccer association. The ceremony happened yesterday during the 2026 World Cup draw at the Kennedy Center in Washington. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.